We've chosen states where we believe they're the swing states for the whole country. And when you look at Florida in the context of the United States, it's very important in and of itself because it has more than 20 million residents. But more than that, it's very much of a purple state. It can go either way. And in particular, of the four large states, it's the only purple state. So to a very large extent, in the context of America, it's the largest state that can go either way.
You are actively backing Andrew Gillum for the governorship. Now, what does that mean to a group like yours? Why the governorship that really doesn't have any kind of national implications?
I think, first of all, Florida does have national implications because it's such a large and populous state. I think that he is a candidate who is speaking out on progressive issues very effectively and forcefully. He's a fresh face that brings a lot of energy to the Democratic Party. He's someone who appeals. If you look at what happened in the primary, he's someone who can expand the electorate. I think one of the big questions in the United States of America, one that we're very focused on, is that come election time, the biggest party in the United States is the I don't care to vote today party. And I think that Andrew Gillum is one of the people who is speaking to people and energizing them and reminding them that government can be a solution, that we have a shared purpose, and that when they come together and vote, they can change the course of their state and the course of their family.
You're targeting younger people who have probably the worst voting record of any group out there, right? So
yes.
Tell me about the strategy behind that.
Well, Americans between the ages of 18 and 35 are the largest age cohort in the United States, bigger than the baby boomers, and they vote at half the rate of other American citizens. So when you say that that's a problem, we see that as an opportunity because we know that if we're going to have a representative democracy, that our largest age cohort, which happens to also be the most diverse age cohort in American history, needs to be represented. Their voices need to be heard. Their votes need to be counted. Their interests need to be taken into consideration. And so, you know, we've organized at the grassroots level as hard as we can to try and make sure that that generation takes its rightful place in America and kind of leads us at this point as the biggest age cohort. They can really lead America to a new place. And so we're working very hard to try and engage them and make sure they understand, you know, exactly how much they can affect the outcome of their own lives and the lives of their country.
And you think a candidate like Andrew Gillum, who appeals to progressives, younger people, can match up with your message right here, right?
Well, it's funny, Steve, because if you look at the primary, and obviously we look to see what happened, overall Democratic turnout was up 70% from 4 years ago from the primary then. But more than that, in the youth-heavy precincts where we are concentrated and where we have our, we're on 45 campuses, for instance, across Florida, including 10 community colleges and 4 historically black colleges and universities. In those precincts, the turnout was on the low end twice what it was in 2014 and on the high end 10 times what it was in 2014. So our hope to have a more vibrant, representative, and broad democracy in Florida and around the country turned out to be true on primary day in 2018, and we're hoping it will turn out to be true on November 6th, which is Election Day.
Next Gen America had put in several million dollars for Charlie Crist's campaign a few years ago when he ran for governor. Didn't turn out so well. have you learned any lessons from that?
Oh, gosh. Absolutely. I mean, I think what we've, every step along the way, what we've learned and which has been reflected in the way we run our organization. Let me say, I was a professional investor for 35 years, and I stopped cold turkey at the end of 2012. And for the last 6 years, I've been doing this full time. And every single step of the way, I've learned that the things that I really care about are the broadening of democracy, are pushing power back down to the people, and to try and speak. There's no reason to speak anything but what you can see as clearly as possible. What you see is the truth. And every time I see somebody shading that truth for political purposes, I think it's a mistake. And I think that there is a huge issue in our society, particularly with young voters. When you ask them why they don't vote, they say, nobody tells the truth. The system doesn't tell the truth. They don't respond to my needs. It's all this political double talk. And that's one of the reasons we really like Andrew Gillum. He's a straightforward talker about truth. He talks very straightforwardly about gun violence. He talks very straightforwardly about climate. He talks very straightforwardly about health care. He is a truth teller, and people respond to that. So when you ask me, did I learn? Yes. Everything I've done, including 4 years ago in Florida, has pushed me to believe the truth matters, the broadest possible democracy matters, and it's pretty simple. Just try and stick to those principles.
All right. Tom Steyer is president of Next Gen America. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Steve, thank you so much for having me.